This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now it's Douglas County's Commissioner of Dirt with the Mike Winters Lawn and Garden Show on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All righty, we are back with Mike Winters Lawn and Garden Show. Actually, we just got started here, but newsworthy note before we get started. Tonight, as we know, President Joe Biden will address the nation to talk about why he's stepping out of the race, and that he will continue to focus on as he closes out his term at the end of the year. We'll cover the president's speech from Fox News. That'll be heard immediately following Mike Winter's show here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, beginning at 5 p.m. Well, how was that for an intro?
You mean I'm on before the press?
You are.
Woohoo, you better listen to me. Well, thank you for listening today. And this is a gardening show where you can actually get things done in the proper way. And if you have any questions, you can call 673-4464. You'll get right on the air. Ask your question, and I will give you an answer. And it might even be correct. You never know. No, it'll be correct. Unless you try a trick question. No, trick questions I'm not good at. But any question on your lawn, your garden, your vegetables, your trees, your sidewalk crooked, whatever the heck it is. So anyway, and just for some of you that I've received a few phone calls at home, even though I'm not in business anymore, I mean full-time business, I still do consulting work, you know, go to somebody's house, tell them what to do and how to do it and what they should do it with, et cetera, and I do master plans as well. And if you want to get in touch with me, call Wintergreen Nursery, and they will relay the message to me. So they'll just pass it on to me, and then I'll return your call, and we'll make an appointment. I can show up, and we can go through your place and make it right. So
there you go.
Speaking of news,
you had some news there about a visitor in your at the business.
Oh yeah, yeah. Too bad we can't see this on the air.
On the radio.
Not yesterday. Day before yesterday, someone was driving down Highway 99 there. Apparently at a high rate of speed, and somehow steered right through the front planter of our nursery, crashed through our double doors, went all the way through the nursery, and came just short of the back doors, totally took out a wall, the doors, and all that. So it was
That's quite a terrible surprise.
Yeah. So, if you go by and see anything strange, it's because somebody missed their turn or did it on purpose. I don't know. I don't think they would do that on purpose.
Was anybody hurt, or do you know?
No, nobody was hurt.
Yeah, good.
Okay. I don't even think the car was scratched, for crying out loud. In fact, when it stopped inside the nursery, it was an SUV, it stopped inside the nursery, and they looked around, and they backed right back out into the parking lot over my landscape again. So it was a very interesting day.
Well, I hope they have good insurance.
They better. It's going to cost them a bundle. So anyway, if you have any gardening questions, 673-4464 is the number. We'll get you right in here. You can ask your questions, and I will give you your answers, and they will 99.9% be correct. So at any rate, you know, by this time of year, your vegetable garden should be producing an abundance of food. I know mine is.
Tomatoes?
Oh, goodness gracious, tomatoes. I could have, I'd never run out of tomatoes, I don't think. So we have an abundance of tomatoes and squash, of course.
Oh, yes.
Those are the two first things that really, pop up and go, hey, watch this, bang. Next thing you know, you got a bushel of both of them, so. I eat tomatoes every night, and sometimes for lunch, and we only have 7 tomato plants, for crying out loud, 5 of which I think my wife planted, and the 2 came back from last year, and they're producing a little bit slower, but they're still producing.
Well, bless their hearts.
Yeah, I thought, I didn't know they would come back, survive the winter, and come right, you know, because they died to the ground. You know, in the wintertime, they die to the ground. I thought, well, okay, and they just plant new ones, right? Well, these puppies pop back up, and they're like
Hey, it's good to see you.
A week or two behind the other ones that we planted, but there they are. But along with the tomatoes, of course, the zucchini. Everybody loves zucchini, I know. They're making a quick comeback as well. My potatoes from last year also have made a great showing. You know, they die down in the winter as well, mm-hmm. and you think you dug up all the potatoes, but apparently if you miss one or two and they're still in the ground, they just sit there waiting, and all of a sudden, hey, what's this? I didn't plant those. No, you didn't. No, last year you did, or my wife did, actually.
You call those volunteers?
Well, I would say, yeah, they were volunteered. Saying, get me out of this ground. I want to get up and get some sunlight, man. But next year I don't think I'm going to plant anything. Just to see what plants make a comeback, you know. You go, hey, everything came back. I wonder what happened.
So, you know, you've done a good job then.
I think so. Or they're really great vegetables, one of the two. So as many years as we've been gardening and growing gardens, there's always something new to learn. I mean, I've only been doing it, 50 plus years or something like that.
Oh, you just got started.
Yeah, I barely know anything, for goodness sakes.
Right.
But there seems to be new varieties of vegetables invented every year. You know, you'll get this tomato plant from Ethiopia or somewhere like
China.
That. Or China or, you know, Guatemala, somewhere like that. And you go, wow, that's a strange-looking tomato, but they're beautiful. They grow big, or they grow, you know, in an odd shape. I've had some of my tomatoes, they almost look like a cucumber. They're long. They're long and skinny, and mm-hmm. I'm thinking,
they look like kind of like a pepper.
Yeah, right, like a pepper. Only they're tomatoes.
Yeah,
where did you guys come from? Well, they won't tell me. They keep,
yeah. We're from China. We can't say.
We're from China. We came back through the center of the earth. Almost got burned out in the middle, but, you know. But, you know, a lot of what I talk about and write about is good basic information. You know, much of it from my own success or failures. And I have failed often in trying new things and trying new ways and new vegetables to try to grow. And I often learn more from my failures, like simple things like planting too much. Oh, yeah, I needed six more of those. Or too close together. And I've learned to keep it small and manageable. Took me a few years, and I've done a few gardens that were way too big. And now we just grow enough to eat fresh and to put my wife in charge of the harvest. She's been the main gardener. She has a green thumb and a green hand and everything else. I mean, she does a really great job. And
she's a good cook, too.
Oh, she's a wonderful cook, and she uses all the vegetables. I go, oh, tomatoes again? Thanks, honey.
How'd you cook them tonight?
Yeah, well, they're raw. You haven't cooked them. Oh,
I got you.
I like them raw. You know, they're cold.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, put some salt
little
on them. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
everybody hungry now, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah. A little mayo on the bread. And
oh, yeah, that's
tomato.
Good.
Yeah.
And put some slices of bacon between the bread. And
oh, yeah.
It's called a BLT.
LT, yes.
See how much you learn on this show?
Oh.
But a big thing I learned over the years is to make friends with other gardeners. And, you know, it's like you get a older person, like when I was in my 20s. There was a guy across the street, two fellows across the street. Harry Hill was one of them, and for some reason I can't remember the other guy's name, but they've both been there since, you know, ever. But they had great gardens, and they would come over and look at my old yard and see what I had done and say, well, Mike, why don't you do this? Or, Mike, why don't you do that? And I thought, get away from me. But they'd leave, and I'd do it. and I thought, shoot, they were right. Oh, gosh. But I learned I don't have to grow every vegetable on earth to survive, and my garden doesn't have to have
100 of them.
Every 100 of them and every square inch filled to the brim to where it's taken over the house. But, you know, I have friends that'll do that, though.
Sure.
Yeah. I just grow a few things that we like to eat and keep the workload to a minimum. And for all the rest, we have great commercial farmers to do the job.
There you go.
Brosai out in Winston area, Cruz out in Garden Valley. Mm. And, I mean, they do great jobs.
They do.
They're professionals, and they always have good fresh produce, and it, when it starts, it seems like it doesn't end till about Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somewhere in there, they still got stuff ready to go. You know,
cantaloupe, corn, all that good stuff.
Yeah. Watermelon.
Yes.
But I've learned a lot of valuable lessons about what happens when you get too much in my garden. If 6 tomato plants are good, 12 must be better, right?
Absolutely.
Until you got 50 pounds of tomatoes every day coming into your kitchen and your wife starts throwing them at you. So quit planting so many tomatoes, dummy. Okay, I'm sorry. So I adopted the philosophy of just a few plants well-spaced for room to add later on if I wanted to. And only plant what you'll eat. Don't... you know, I've planted stuff and said, well, let's try this. And you look at it as it's growing and you go, I'm not going to eat that. And my wife will, you know, cook it or do whatever to it or serve it raw or dip it in horseradish, I don't know. But it still tastes bad, to me at least. And one year at our nursery, when we still owned the nursery, we planted a huge garden. Oh, my friend Roy Harkins, he said, hey, let's plant a big garden, and we can share it, and I'll help you.
And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah, well, this was probably about 10,000 square feet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and only half of it was in corn. The problem was, it was in my nursery that I used to own, it's, you know, topsoil 20 feet deep. I mean, it's
perfect.
It's beautiful. So everything grows, and the problem was, it all grew very well, and you know, I had underground sprinklers and all that kind of stuff. So, but the end result was we gave about 80% of the produce to our customers that would come in and buy, you know, a couple of junipers or a fruit tree or something, and we'd have all this all these vegetables on the counter and say, hey, would you like a bag of tomatoes or a bag of green peppers? And they go, wow, really?
Mm.
Heck, in the end, they're sitting there, they're beautiful. Oh, yeah. And so give them a sack and get them out the door. Oh, man. Look what I got for free. I got $40 worth of tomatoes for free at Wintergreen. But, you know.
Yum.
We were happy to give it away rather than have to, you know, have it go to waste.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Yes. So we fed a lot of families that year. We never did another garden that big, I'll tell you, though.
I bet not.
We reduced the square footage considerably. And now at home, in my home garden, I think we got just the right amount. We could have grown a few more items, but, you know, it keeps us eating veggies fresh till, you know, October, right around in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
To me, I cannot eat enough corn on the cob.
Oh, I love corn on the cob. Oh, gee whiz. And I put a pound of butter on it let it melt in and a teaspoon of
salt
on there. And, oh,
real butter, though, not that
fake
stuff.
No. No, I don't eat fake stuff. I will not.
Ugh. I mean, it's not even worth the money you spend on it.
No, it isn't. It tastes like whatever it tastes like. But
speaking of money, I think we better take a break.
I'll be back. If you have a question, call in.
Yeah, you remember our phone number?
Yeah, I do. It's 673-4464. Got it written down.
That's the number we want to talk to you at.
Yeah, no, that's...
With.
Boy. Just get on to the commercial.
Get it. Go. We do have Joe Biden coming up at 5. News Radio 93.9 FM at 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
But seriously, folks, we're back now. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Yes, sir?
They didn't kick us off the air?
Not yet.
Good. All right.
I think Kyle left the building.
We're doing good. Questions, if you have one, 673-4464. I'm talking about gardens, in case you haven't guessed.
Yes.
Yeah. And anyway, I was talking about, you know, don't overplant your garden. You don't have to have every vegetable on earth in your garden. You'll do it once and you never want to do it again. You go, what did I do all that for? Unless you got, 15 neighbors will come over and help you weed it or harvest it.
That's doubtful.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. Neighbors aren't like they used to be.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah, but I have friends who still do that kind of crazy stuff. And I'm thinking, okay, I just grow a few things that we like to eat.
Yeah, it's your back and your muscles.
You bet.
It's gonna hurt.
That's my wife's back and muscles.
Oh.
And keep the workload to a minimum. I don't want to overwork my wife, for crying out loud.
No, no.
She's too valuable to me. And for all the rest of the stuff we need, we have great commercial farmers around in Douglas County to do that job. I've learned many valuable lessons about too much in my garden, so I adopted the philosophy of just having a few plants, well spaced, for room to add later on if I wanted to. So, I only plant what we're going to eat, the stuff that we like. And, of course, my wife always sneaks a few of the things in there that I don't like, but that's her problem, not mine. And like I said earlier, one year at the nursery, we planted that huge garden, 10,000 square feet. My goodness gracious.
Oh, my gosh.
We gave bags of stuff away. We took bags of stuff home, and the main guy that helped me, old Roy Harkins, good friend of mine, he took pickup load. Well, maybe not pickup loads, but he took a lot too. So, but the end result was, like I say, we gave 80% of the produce to our customers at Wintergreen, and they were like, happy. Oh, wow.
Well, that keeps them coming back.
Oh, yeah, they came back. They put that stuff in the car and come back and buy another plant. Oh, shit.
That's funny.
But, it's better to give it away than let it go to waste. So,
that 10,000 square feet's bigger than some apartments I've had.
Well, yeah. Well, an acre is 43,560 feet.
Oh,
so it was a quarter of
an acre. Yeah.
And that was way too big.
My gosh.
So that was a very great lesson in garden management. And now we let Mr. Brosai and Mr. Cruz do all that kind of gardening and growing of vegetables. And, what's really cool is you go out Garden Valley and you go over the hill to where Cruz farms and all of, and you look across that expanse of flat ground, and there are vegetables to the horizon growing out there. I don't know how in the world they'd take care of it all. They must have, 20 people out there doing something every all day, plus the fruit stand. And Brosai the same, but Brosai is not quite as big, but he's, a lot bigger than most. And he's probably, maybe the second biggest grower in Douglas County.
Douglas County, yeah.
And he has a great clientele for the Winston Dillard, area out there.
Is there any in South County?
Oh, yeah, there is, but I'm not familiar. Yeah. I mean, you drive by and you can see, there's a fruit stand or there's a vegetable stand, but I've never stopped and checked them out because I'm not down there that often.
Yeah.
In the gardening season.
I've lived down there for a little while, and I don't remember any there. But
well, you probably weren't eating vegetables, and, your health was going down the tube, man.
Yeah, I was in the blitz and things.
Yeah, so
some people blitz. What's that?
Yeah, well, like I say, Mr. Brosai and Mr. Cruz, let them do all the gardening.
Oh, yeah, they do a great job.
They do a great job, and we're blessed in Douglas County with great farmers and great weather. And just keep in mind, the good productive garden requires thoughtful planning. And I know I'm probably repeating myself, but so many people, myself included at one point in my life, just kind of overdid the thing. A couple of those and a row of that and some rows of this and,
whoa. That ain't going to hurt nothing. Let's do it.
And I couldn't give it away. I mean, I gave it away, but there was so much that was wasted because we couldn't eat it, for crying out loud.
You don't want that.
Yeah, way too much. So think about what you like to eat. You like to eat okra? Oh, no, I don't. But
okay. I thought you said Oprah.
No, okra. O-K-R-A.
Okay.
Or you maybe prefer cantaloupe. I prefer the cantaloupe, okay?
Oh,
yeah.
Dillard, something about that
Dillard
area.
Dillard melons, you betcha. They're famous for their melons in Dillard, yes. And
I'm assuming they're still growing them down there.
Well, I think they are. I don't know who is. Some of the older folks have gone away.
Retired
or passed away. And Boy, but it used to be across the street from the nursery. There's, I don't know, gosh, 50, 60 acres of this beautiful ground, and it's, you know, the river fronts it and all that. And that used to be filled with rows and rows and rows of play. It looked like it was filled to the horizon, for crying out
loud. Did you ever go over and help yourself?
Oh, yeah, you could. I mean, that was your, you know, if you want to go, you pick, go ahead. Just bring back here, and they had everything, you know, already in their shop. But if you wanted to go out and pick some, you could. I mean, it was pretty easygoing kind of thing. So.
Probably wouldn't work these days.
Well, it depends on where you go, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, in your garden experience, you got to begin your ground prep in early spring. This might be March, or if it's too wet in March, for sure in April.
Mm-hmm.
And this includes rototilling several times and breaking up that soil and that clay that is the basic soil of Douglas County, and adding compost of some sort, like old sawdust, old bark mulch, or lots of peat moss, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm.
And don't plant too early. I've jumped the gun on several seasons, and things would come up because the weather was halfway decent,
mm-hmm.
and then we'd get a, you know, 28-degree night, and then they go, whoa, what happened? They're all brown. That was quick.
Hey, I was ready.
happened? Man. So, you know, it's you're not out a great deal of money at that time, but it takes time to redo what you messed up, what I messed up. So, like I say, keep the size of the garden manageable, you know, and have a good source of water available. Keep early weeds out. And you see any weeds, get in there and get them puppies out of there. Don't let them get established, you know. And then you want to stagger your planting times. Don't plant everything the same day. I've been guilty of that. You know, give some space. You know, put a few tomatoes in, and then maybe a week or two later put a few more tomatoes in. The same way with all the stuff. So you have a long period of production, mm-hmm. so that maybe you're getting some of your vegetables in late June, okay? But you got some that are about only halfway done, and you start getting them about late July. And then if you did it right, you can go into August and September with fresh vegetables.
Yeah.
But not if you plant everything the same day. You got to think long term.
You'll be coming on strong.
Yeah, and, you know, if you got the water and all that, and you go ahead and you stagger the planting times, just not the same day, okay? And, you know, just watch your daily progress. Not everything ripens the same day. Find some great vegetarian recipes, because when they start coming, boy, I'll tell you, they come.
Oh, boy, do they ever.
So when I was in my here's a little side note. When I was in my 20s, I decided one day to become a vegetarian.
Uh-oh.
Because some of my...
I mean, you did?
Yeah, I did. I actually did. And it's only because some good friends were doing vegetables only, and they told me how healthy it was and how good it was and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I went cold turkey from, you know, a big meat eater like hamburgers, steaks, and all that kind of stuff.
T-bones
to vegetables only. And that was a huge step for me. And I think, well, let's see what happens. I don't know. Maybe it is healthy. Maybe it is good. But having been raised on ranches where meat was a staple,
mm-hmm.
it was a bit unique for me to do that. And my wife just kind of rolled her eyes, and she ate her own dinner, and I ate my own dinner. But
Which included meat.
Yeah, she'd have a T-bone or something on her plate. No, she kind of went along with the thing. And I'm thinking, oh, man, she's... I don't know what she's thinking. But I tried it anyway, and like I say, my wife really was not enthused about the whole idea. We grew a huge garden that spring, in mm-hmm. fact, way too much, and I think I lasted in this vegetarian mode for, I think it was at least a month, maybe 2 months. So,
long?
Yeah, my wife did a great job with new recipes, with vegetables only, and lots of cheeses and onions, and they were tasty. She's a great cook and very creative in that respect. But after a while, you miss chewing on a chunk of meat.
The flavor.
Oh, man, this is... And so when I went, when I gave it up and I went back to the meat thing,
yeah.
It was like, whoa, is this stuff good? I love
big,
it.
Big, fat, thick.
Chicken, oh, man. Turkey, T-bones, you know, that kind of stuff. It was great. And so, but if you are a vegetarian, yeah. bless you, and I hope you're very strong and healthy.
And we have a phone call.
Okay, hey, we're on.
Good afternoon. You're on the air with Mike Winters.
Okay. Yeah, my late husband tried a month of vegan, and after that, he just got the biggest porterhouse he could find.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. I have a question about, I have a couple cherry trees. They're pie cherry trees, and they're just, I planted some scions when I had pruned my orchard 30 years ago, okay? Uh-huh. And these buggers are probably 40 or more feet high. And they've been growing and thriving all this time. And I'm looking at them today, and the top half is dead on several of them. And the bottom half is still fine.
And how long have they been in?
Oh, 30 years.
Well, you know, the first thing you should do is either, if you can't do it, get somebody to prune all that dead stuff off. You know, go a couple inches below, you know, if it's dead to a certain point, go a couple inches below that and prune that stuff off. In case it's a bug up there, we don't want it to go into the new wood.
No, I don't. It's just like, it's surprising because I just, you know, I saw it the other day and I'm going, what the hell just happened?
Yeah. So, I know. But, you know, when you spend 50 years in the nursery business, you're walking around through the nursery and look at all these plants, and you always got a pair of pruners in your pocket. So when you, if you see those kinds of things and the tops are dying or there's a few other branches, we prune them off immediately. And 90% of the time, that cures the problem.
Okay, I will look into that and get somebody out here and take out the tops.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
And call back and tell me the results afterwards, okay?
All righty, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you for the call.
All righty, thank you. And that's perfect. Great time already.
We'll be back.
Phone number?
I don't know, 673-4464.
There we go.
That's a guess, though.
Oh, News Radio, 93.9 FM and... 1240 KQEN.
Watch out for those brain fumes.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All righty. Now that we got our laughs out of the way for a minute.
Yeah. So if you have a question, 673-4464, ask your question. I give you an answer, and it usually is 99% correct. So, you know, I made a mistake once in 1979.
And you paid for it.
I did. But anyway, I'm talking about gardens, and, you know, and the year... I tried vegetarianism, and no bad knocks on that. If you like it, do it and stick with it. But I missed my hamburgers, you know. So yeah, it's just like so. I just went to town and you know, started making barbecue hamburgers, and because I had never eaten so many veggies in my life. And a lot of them were new to me because these vegetarian friends of mine said, oh, you got to try this okey pokey plant. I never heard of it. Oh, you'll like it. It tastes like French fries.
Yeah, I found it out in the backyard.
Yeah, right. I found one down at the corner by the library. Oh, gosh. But
we're not making fun of.
No, we're just joking.
Yes.
Our garden was huge and very, very different in that respect. But like I said, after a few months, I changed back to my old lifestyle. So now our gardens are filled with less varieties, but food that we really like to eat. And that's always good. Onions, potatoes, tomatoes, you know.
Yeah.
And the way my wife makes zucchini, I even like zucchini for crying out loud. You know, she'll slice it up, fry it with, and add some cheese and some
butter
and some different flavorings, and it really tastes good. You know, you just don't look at it while you're eating it.
Yeah,
no,
it smells too.
Well, yeah, but if you cook it the way she cooks it. It smells good.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all in the recipes, and she's quite an excellent cook. And
where did zucchini come from? Sounds like a China.
I don't know. I think it came from Ireland.
Ireland?
Maybe it came from New York City. Who knows? but anyway, changing back to my old lifestyle. So now our gardens are filled with, like I say, less varieties, but food that we really like to eat. And, peppers, onions, and...
that's what it's about.
Exactly. And, add maybe one new thing just to try it out and see how we're doing it. And we got raised beds. I built raised beds a few years back. It's so much easier because the raised beds are like almost 3 feet tall and about 6-7 feet wide. And you can reach the beds from both sides of the thing. You don't have to, you're not on your knees, scrambling around on the ground.
You don't need a hand to get up.
No, exactly. Would you help me up? I can't get up. Oh, gosh. Mm. But like I said, we do less varieties, but it's stuff we like to eat and it tastes good. And that's the main lesson I think I learned during that time was only grow what you like and only eat. The rest of it's waste. The rest of it, what did I grow those for? Look how many I got. No. But even today, we have several types of veggies with dinner, fresh right out of the garden. Tomatoes, green beans, broccoli, and the way, like I say, my wife prepares them, they're excellent. And it's fresh every night and it's tasty. So I can handle that. As long as it tastes good, I'll eat it, for goodness sakes.
That's me, yeah.
If you just throw something in a pot and boil it and throw it on the plate, you don't want to do that.
I thought I'd like my crock pot.
Mm-hmm.
So I used it a few times, and it just doesn't come out right.
Yeah, I know.
It's just too much water. I don't know what it is.
There are certain things that do well in crock pots and things that, forget it. Just fry it up in a pan.
Yeah. I've given up on beef roasts and things like that in the crock pot.
Oh, yeah. Thankfully, my wife has, too. But at any rate, now our gardens, like I said, are small and manageable. So if you're new to the garden scene, be very thoughtful about what you'll eat and how much to plant. In other words, don't go overboard. You will save time, and it's not going to be a burden to take care of, You can grow this, look at all this garden stuff I got, and then it takes you 3 hours a day just to weed it or
water it, whatever.
Yeah, all the labor. And if you're a stay-at-home person or a retired person that has the time, okay, if that's what you like, go for it. But most folks don't. Most folks are busy with other things, whether it's working or baseball or football or going to the beach, for crying out loud.
Grandkids, whatever.
Yeah, I know. and we're trying to train our grandkids into gardening right now.
There you go.
It's because one of these days we may be too old to go out there.
How's it working out?
Pretty good. They love it.
Do they?
Yeah. So,
good.
Yeah.
Good.
Go ahead and pick that. Stick it in your mouth. See what you like that? But so, like I say, be thoughtful about what you're going to eat, what you like to eat, how much of it you want to plant, and you'll save time, and it's not going to be a burden to take care of. You're not going to say, oh, gosh, I got to go out there and pull those weeds again.
I don't want to do that today.
Yeah, and that's why I advise, first-timers to plan their garden thoughtfully. Four rows of lettuce is way too much.
Bugs love it.
Oh, yeah, they go after it. But, after you've harvested one row and you go, gosh, I got more lettuce than I knew than the supermarket does, for crying out loud. And that's how I learned. I thought, I got 40 of these and 60 of those. And
that should be about enough.
And a row 100 foot long of these. And I thought, whoa. My neighbors hated me after a while. I kept giving them stuff. Here. No.
I still have some.
You just gave me a bag yesterday, Mike. I don't want any more.
No.
Like I say,
now we got Facebook, though. You can give it away.
Oh, good. Just remember.
Google it.
If your garden is too large, even for your neighbors, they're going to turn you down on your garden gifts. That's all there is to it.
That's true.
And like I've said this before, and I've tested it myself, gardens that are only like 10 by 10 will grow all the food you can eat for a long time, just a normal-sized family. 10 by 10, 10 feet long, 10 feet wide, good stuff, and plant it relatively close, and you'll be amazed at how much you can produce out of that.
Yeah.
Hundreds of pounds of stuff. you know, especially if you had, you know, tomatoes, peppers, onions, you know, any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And those are all basic things that we all kind of eat.
You know,
and French fries are good 6 days a week. I mean, you know, what the heck?
You said you didn't like them with tartar sauce last week.
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I'm a little moody. But you're going to have a lot of food, all you're going to eat for a long time, even on that small 10-by-10 garden.
Sure.
And if you need more, hey, you expand it the next year. Mm-hmm. And just concentrate on the quality, not the quantity. And that was one of my mistakes in my early gardening years. Even though I grew up with parents that had a garden every year, you know, I was out there 7 or 8 years old planting or pulling weeds or doing that kind of stuff, helping my mom. My mom did a lot of it, and my dad helped out. And it was like, oh, this is okay, I guess.
Well, my dad was good at getting it started. He'd go out there and plant it. And then he'd have us do it, the rest of it.
Well, basically, that's how it works. You didn't know that?
I learned it quick.
Yeah, well, they need a book on that. And they ought to teach that in third grade.
Yeah.
But keep in mind that here in Douglas County, we have ideal growing conditions. And even in midsummer, you can start a garden and have veggies in 6 weeks or less. And some years, the weather stays nice and clear into mid-October. You know, it's still, you know, 65 to 70 degrees. And
may get darker sooner, but...
Yeah, but it still has enough daylight to grow and ripen. And there's gardens that are still producing quality vegetables, you know, because of our climate, because of our soil. I mean, this is like... you can't do this so much to the east, like over Bend and that country.
Oh, it gets cold.
It gets cold quicker
and
that kind of thing. And I'm sure that the farmers over there, you know, work in a lot of nutrition into their basic soil, and they do well. But it doesn't compare to what we can grow here in Douglas County.
Yeah.
You know, you just run out there to Cruises, look at Garden Valley, look at the Winston area, and go down by Brosai and see all the stuff that they have in production, and it's just amazing. It's just absolutely
amazing. We have a lot of nature here.
Oh, we do. And if you're new to our area, be advised that we grow fruit also in Douglas County.
We're not calling you a fruit. We just say we grow a lot of it.
We grow a lot. We have quite a few commercial orchards to choose from, too. And basically, Cruz and Brosai, and they, not only are they vegetable farmers, but they have apple trees, cherry trees, and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I has to still buy my cherries because I planted a cherry and a few apples and a pear inside of our fence garden, thinking, okay, that protects them from the deer, right? And I watched them bloom this last spring, and I watched them, and the cherry tree was just loaded. And I went up to look at it one morning. I thought, I'm gonna grab all those bunches this afternoon, right? So I went back up there that afternoon. There wasn't a cherry left on the tree. The birds came down and went, it's about time they got rat mark. Thank you very much. I mean, they were gone. They were absolutely stinking gone, and I couldn't believe it. I thought, one day, you know, I decided, you know, Tuesday to do it, and then Wednesday they're gone. What's going on? So
sit out there.
And even, you know, we even draped it with the black plastic cloth stuff.
Yeah.
But they got underneath there or something. I don't know what the heck they did. I didn't see them. They must have snuck in at night and lifted the cloth and got in.
Too bad you didn't see them go out there and blast them.
Well, then I'd hurt the tree. I don't want to hurt the tree. I'd shake the tree. I'd scare them. But that's all.
But I was going to say you need a dog, but that wouldn't do much.
I got a dog, but he stays in the house. He don't go out at night. It's too dark. Hey, man, I'm afraid of the dark, man. Oh, gosh.
Those birds might peck me.
Yeah, they might. And besides, they won't send me any cherries. Why should I go out there? But at any rate, we grow great fruit here in Douglas County, and we have quite a few commercial orchards to choose from. but you may decide you want a few fruit trees as part of your landscape at home.
Can we get to that right after the break?
Okay, we'll do that. We'll talk about that.
More fruit trees on the way.
Yes, indeed.
Phone number, Mr. Mike.
673-4464 if you have a question.
Thank you. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All righty, we're only a few minutes away now, 5 o'clock, the afternoon report. And tonight, President Joe Biden will address the nation to talk about why he is stepping out of the race. We'll have that live coverage beginning at 5 here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Right now, we have the Mike Winters Lawn and Garden Show live.
Yes, and we're talking good stuff like gardens and the things that we can eat and actually will make us healthy. And I was talking about my fiasco gardens earlier. And so when I finally got the, you know, the gardening thing down, and I should have known this. I mean, I was a professional for crying out loud. I just, my eyes were bigger than my stomach or something like that.
Oh, that happens.
Yeah. So the next year, our garden was greatly reduced in variety of plants and the size, the overall size. And guess what? It was easy to take care of with no waste. Amazing how that happened. Remember, if your garden is too large, even your neighbors will turn down your garden gifts. They'll say, no, yeah, you gave me that bag of tomatoes yesterday or the day before. I'm still eating them. And a garden, you know, and I've said this before, too, many times, a garden that's only 10 foot by 10 foot will grow all the food you can eat for a long time. I know that sounds strange, but try it. You can put in, you know, just like your favorite vegetables and put them fairly close together with good soil, and you'll be amazed at what they'll do, and you'll be amazed at how much they produce and how long they'll produce it.
Wow.
So start small, learn from your mistakes, and concentrate on quality, not quantity. Because oftentimes quantities, you know, oh, yeah, I got 40 of those, but you know, 26 of them are no good. I mean, they've been eaten by rabbits or
birds.
Know, whatever, like birds, you know. But keep in mind here, of course, in Douglas County, we have ideal growing conditions. And even in midsummer, you can start a garden here. Even right now, you could start a garden and have veggies in like in 6 weeks or less because of the our nice weather. And some years, the weather stays nice, clear into like mid-October, and gardens are still producing quality vegetables into mid-October. I know, I've experienced this. And in my canyon where I live, usually the sun's behind the high ridge about 6 o'clock or so. So the sunlight, it's still daylight, but the sunlight, the direct sunlight is cut off around 6 o'clock, even on the longest day. But that doesn't seem to hamper my garden because the soil's warm. They've had sun from early morning till about 6, which is, you know, 10, 12 hours. And, know, they still are producing. And, hey, okay, we're good to go. And if you're new to, like I say, if you're new to our area, be advised that we grow great fruit here in Douglas County. And we have quite a few fruit commercial orchards to choose from. But you may decide you want a few fruit trees as part of your landscape, which a lot of my clients over the years say, hey, how about an apple tree or two instead of a maple tree? I'll get some shade and some food. Well, that's good. And they're pretty as part of your landscape.
It's too bad a maple tree doesn't grow maple bars. You
know? That would be great if we could find out how to do that. Maple bars, all right. Yeah, I got a maple tree. But with fruit trees, you get beautiful flowers in the spring, full of flowers. You get fruit for summer, as well as shade. So you know, you've got three big items there going for you at all time. For the average size yard, you want to plant dwarf or semi-dwarf fruit trees. These are trees are perfect for the average size or small yard. The trees are smaller, of course, than regular fruit trees, but the fruit is normal size and produces a lot of fruit. Let's say you want three dwarf apple trees. Spacing, planting, and location are three issues to consider. And on dwarf trees, plant no closer than maybe 15 feet apart in a sunny location, or maybe even closer than that. Depends on how you'll prune them and keep them shaped. And this is going to allow the tree to grow to full dwarf size and produce much fruit. Even if it's a dwarf tree, they produce a whole lot of fruit. You'd be amazed how much fruit a dwarf...
You wouldn't expect it.
No, you don't. And you go, wow, look at that. The branches are practically bending over broken because they got 42 apples on one little branch, you know. And just make sure it has good drainage. And, you know, you want to plant it in well-drained soil mix, and you fertilize it like once a year to keep and keep it pruned, and don't overwater. You're in good shape. Apple trees seem to be the easiest to grow. I mean, they are at my house anyway, and they are most of Douglas County. But you can do pears, cherries, plums. They're very hardy, and they're going to produce many pounds of fruit over the course of a growing season, and they're going to be fresh. I mean, it's there. Just be prepared to handle what comes in. And again, you can give away what you want to give away and make sure your all your buddies and all your friends like fruit. But
yeah.
It's healthy. It's good.
It sure is. It tastes good.
It tastes good. So hopefully I've enriched your gardening experience today. And if you have any questions, next week I'll be back. We can store up the questions, and sure. We'll go from there. And hopefully I'll think of something different to talk about other than gardens.
I'm just looking at those pictures that went into your building there.
Oh, yeah. A car decided to run through the front end of our nursery that we used to own and broke the doors down and went through and wiped the gazebo out inside and stopped about 2 feet from the back wall. Yeah, it was quite an experience. tore the snot out of the place.
Yeah, it sure looks like it.
Yeah, and...
How's it being repaired? I mean, is it...
Well, I don't know. The new owner, that's...
That's her thing.
That's her thing, and it's already cleaned up a little bit, and I guess...
Are they open for business?
Oh, yeah, they're still open. I mean, there's only one wall that's missing, for crying out loud.
You know? Well, fortunately, nobody was
the
hurt.
Roof is still there. Yeah, that's the thing. Had anybody been shopping in there, looking at anything, like, or sitting in the gazebo?
Cause right.
In the gazebo, we'd sit there and, you know, do landscape plans or wedding plans or something like that.
Oh,
it wiped that out totally and completely.
Yikes. Well, we'll see you next week, Mike.
Okay, thank you. I hope you enjoyed it.